علي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing the topic of prophethood based on the teachings of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. We are currently focusing on the first sermon, where certain discussions with regards to the issue of prophethood have been mentioned. And we reached this phrase where Imam Ali alayhi salam says, وَلَمْ يُخْلِ اللَّهُ سُبْحَانَهُ خَلْقَهُ مِنْ نَبِيٍّ مُرْسَلٍ أَوْ كِتَابٍ مُنْزَلٍ أَوْ حُجَّةٍ لَازِمَةٍ أَوْ مَحَجَّةٍ قَائِمَةٍ. And that Allah subhanahu wa subhanah, and Allah the glorified, the one who is free of all defects, one who is immaculate in all its senses, لَمْ يُخْلِ اللَّهُ سُبْحَانَهُ خَلْقَهُ. Allah never left His creation from نَبِيٍّ مُرْسَل, from a prophet who was sent, or kitabin munzal, or a book that was brought down, aw hujjatin lazimatin, or a binding proof, aw mahajjatin qa'imatin, or a present sharia, or a present path, an existing path to reach him. You see, these are the different things that Imam Ali alayhi salam says. So these have to be present throughout history as a sign for man to continue connecting with God and with monotheism.
You are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Now, Imam Ali alayhi salam says that the second thing that has to be present if the others are absent is of the presence of a kitabin munzal, a book that is sent, a book that is brought down. Now, in the previous session, we talked about the fact that using the word revelation is not the best word for translating inzal or being brought down. Because revealing is some form of unraveling, some form of opening, while bringing down is not necessarily that. When we talk about the fact that the Quran was brought down, or a book was brought down. We don't mean physical bringing down or physically coming down from somewhere high above. This doesn't make sense, because if it was just about bringing physically from up to down, then, I mean, these books, you should have different versions. All the Bibles, all the books would be up there, and we could easily, for example, go with a rocket to the, for example, higher realms and bring it down. I mean, it doesn't make sense. It's kind of funny also to think of it as a physical bringing down. Like, why would God want to hide a book up there in one of the galaxies, let's say? Doesn't make sense, does it? So it doesn't mean that you bring it down physically. What it means is that there are some lofty meanings and high level spiritual statements, and these are spiritual in nature. They are meanings, they are in a spiritual form. Mankind, on the other hand, not all of the people have their spiritual receptors or that receptivity to connect with those spiritual meanings. That's why the prophets of God have been sent with that high level of purity, like the Prophet of Islam, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that he can connect with those higher level spiritual meanings. You see? Now, to bring down means those high-level spiritual meanings are condensed, or rather they are brought down, they are simplified from those higher realms so that mankind can understand them in the physical realm and interact with them and slowly unravel the deeper and inner realities with the guidance of the prophets. And that's why we talk about inzal. So when we say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has never left the creation without kitabin munzal, we mean that a book, that means a book with those higher realities that have been brought down and simplified for mankind to be able to understand.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
Now, if you notice, in Imam Ali al-Islam talks about here, when he says kitabin munzal, a book that is brought down. But he doesn't say kitabun munazzal, a book that has been brought down. Now, both of munazzal and munzal, both of them mean to be brought down. But munzal means to be brought down straight away, in one moment. But munazzal, which is from tanzil, means to be brought down gradually. Now the Quran was the books of God, especially the Quran, has got two types of bringing down. One type of bringing down is the inzal, whereby the whole book was brought down in one go, in one moment, in the heart of the Prophet, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about in the Quran when he says, "Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr," that Allah brought down the whole book at one go, in one go, in the heart of the Prophet, in the night of Qadr. Now, there was another form of being brought down, or rather revelation in the conventional terms, which is a gradual revelation. Again, I'm using the word revelation in the conventional terms because it is used often, but you must have understood when I talk about revelation, I don't mean that unraveling or opening up. I mean being brought down. So, this here, we've tried to slowly understand the difference between inzal and tanzil. And why I did that was to understand what Imam Ali alayhi salam is trying to say here. Aw kitabin munzal, a book that has been brought down. Inshallah, we shall discuss about this in the coming session. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Rome. on the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio.
قال النبي محمد من كنت مولاه هذا علي سيد فاز من ولاه هو بالكتاب مسدد والنور معنا باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من نداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال منه هو في الشدائد منجد والفضل يمنى هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه